are here earlier, and all who are here present, and all who are listening on the radio at Awakening Together radio on 7 days a week, almost, I think it's on 24 hours a day, yes. Thank you so much, Kathy, for your sharing from Letters from Heaven. It's Sunday morning, and it's my privilege and honor to be here for the, as I am, the third Sunday of every month. It's not the third Sunday of every month. It's every third Sunday, and of course, Phil Frisk right here, Regina Dornakers are the other two ministers, and I know that in the not-too-distant future, we're going to be joined by many more who are being ordained as ministers as we speak. Maybe they don't come on for a few more months, but there's going to be many more ministers here conducting services. But today it's my honor, and I'm going to start off pretty much by inviting everyone, just as if we were right physically together, and we are joined in mind always, so we are joined to just share your love and your blessings, whatever in your heart to share with your brothers and sisters, as if you were right next to them, giving them a big hug and greeting them all, greeting all that are here. Thank you all. I'm going to be turning this mic really over to you, Lynn, for some music, some background music. Well, you know something, Lynn? I'm feeling very empowered today. What does that mean? I received a real empowering vision that came to me in the form of somebody who became a friend last night, whose whole purpose is empowerment. And that has been my purpose for a very long time, starting with One Mind Foundation, empowering others to empower themselves. I did come across a 3-minute video by Terence McKenna, who is the author of a book. It's called Preparing for the Singularity. And what I'm going to do, instead of having the music, he says, we're at the edge of a paradigm shift. We're approaching the singularity of one mind, not many. And I'm going to let that be the background. It'll come from here. So thank you. We'll have his voice and what he has to say be the background for sharing with our brothers and sisters. I think it's a very powerful sharing. So listen in. And change the settings, and then please use this time to send your greetings to all.
Obviously, if we're experiencing more change now in a year than we previously experienced in 1,000 years, we can propagate that trend into the future and see that a day will come when we will experience more change in an hour than we have experienced in the past 20, 30,000 years. A situation like that is unimaginable, so we call it a singularity, a place where the normal rules of modeling break down. Modern religions have anticipated the singularity by calling it the eschaton or the end of time. Technological communities have anticipated the singularity by thinking in terms of artificial intelligences or something like that. In whatever form it takes, we seem to be on the cusp of a dramatic evolutionary leap into a deeper order of complexity than biology or biology plus culture has been able to provide. We're on the brink of something truly awesome and unknown. Well, that is the most tricky question. Are we going to retain the monkey meat Are we going to hang on to the body and through the body have a connection to the rest of animal nature? Or are we going to become disembodied streams of electrons moving in virtual realities that are contained entirely in circuitry? I think this will probably go both ways. There will be fundamentalists who want nothing to do with technological transformation, and there will be utopians who won't be able to get enough of it. This is probably the moral frontier where we each personally must make a stand. How much of the new technology and its reality redefining qualities do we want to take into our own lives? You can't.
Okay, we're back here live again. That was Terence McKenna. He is the author of several books. But he was saying to us, we're at the verge of a new paradigm, and I totally agree. He says that we're making changes so fast, changes coming so fast. We've had more change in the last 5 years than maybe the last 500 years, or even 1,000 or 2,000 years. And actually, this has been predicted, actually, in A Course in Miracles, the word celestial speed up. And we're going to be talking about that, because as we begin to drop our defenses and we don't use our resources to get for ourselves but choose to empower others, we are empowered by giving. What we give, we receive, and this is a real speed up. This is not a loss of energy. It's the increased energy that comes from giving. And when I give, I always am giving to myself. So we're going to be speaking more about that in today's topic. Right now, I'm going to speak a little about awakening together, which, of course, is our organization. Our purpose is that we are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self. Awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. And that's what awakening together is really all about. That we recognize that there is one truth for all. It's not that there's different truths. There's only one truth. And that is the truth of universal peace, universal love, without conditions, without limits. The truth that we are one, that we are joined as one. That's where the power is. That which is one is unopposed. Love, which is all-encompassing, has no opposite. That's where the power is. So when we power ourselves, it's just a remembrance that this is the truth, that there is nothing other than the love of God. We are the beloved love of God. Okay, I'm going to take one of the five core values, which we all know there are five core values. If you're a member here, you probably looked at the five core values and you said, yes, I'm in accordance. I embrace the five core values. And it's always, when I look at the five core values, I notice that to me they're all saying the same thing. But I'm just going to select number one. We trust. I like that word, trust. Trust really would settle all issues, all problems right now. Total trust is total integrity. We trust that everyone is led by a unique inner guidance to one experience called awakening, which is the realization of one true self. We live this value by supporting one another. We live this value by supporting one another. I like to use the word empower. We live this value by empowering one another on different paths of awakening. And yes, we travel many, 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 many paths. but yet they all lead to the same place. Home is the same home for all. We are all going home together. As Ram Dass says, we're just all walking each other home. With that, I'm going to take a look at, we usually make a few announcements. And one of the announcements I'd like to make is the one that I noticed that Regina's not here. I know she's away. She's probably conducting a workshop, and that is always beautiful. But Regina has reminded us that she is going to be one of the presenters at the Course in Miracles Conference next April 17, 18, and 19 in New York. Tickets are now $499. That includes most of the meals. As far as I'm concerned, it includes almost all the meals because you get so much to eat. It's a buffet style, and as Rev Tony Ponticello, who and the Community Miracle Center, who sponsors it, it's the first time here on the East Coast. If you are on the East Coast, you really want to take a look at coming. Usually it's out in San Francisco. Last year it was in Chicago. And so this year is on the East Coast, and as Rev Tony says, you know, the real conference is not in the sessions themselves. The real conference takes place at the dining room table when you sit down with all your brothers and sisters and see that we are all joined in purpose. We're all joined in the same interest, and that's where the that's where a lot of healing happens, is the meeting and the joining, which is really what we do right here as well. Some of the presenters, Regina Dornakis is one of the presenters for sure. You're going to have Gary Renard. You're going to have David Hoffmeister, John Mundy, Earl Raj Purdy. Wow. Regina Dornakis. I'm going to be there with Lisa Natoli. She's going to be my sharing partner this year. I'm really happy about that. I did have Regina as my sharing partner for the last three conferences. So please, if you do come, come on up and give me a big hug. I really want to see you. Thank you so much. I know a lot of you will be there. If you do want tickets, certainly you can contact Regina directly. Do use Awakening Together, Regina. If you do register Regina Dornakis' name for that, because that means that Awakening Together will receive financial credit for it, and that's another way of supporting Awakening Together. So please do that. I don't have the link in front of me. Oh, thank you. Barb DeWater did put the link up. So it's at the, you go there, and when you register, make sure you give credit to Awakening Together, Regina Dornakis. I think it's right at the top of the list. Okay, my other announcement would simply be we have, thanks to all, I think we started a little over, well, about a year and a half ago, and we had at that time maybe 100, between 100 and 200. Now we're over 400, about 420, 430 members. I don't have the exact count. If anyone has it, I'd love to have it, but that's okay. You don't need the exact count. We're always growing and expanding. But to invite your friends, if you feel that you're receiving some value here at Awakening Together. And there's so many other services. There are the classes that are conducted for people who want to become an ordained minister. There's so much actually happened. There are scholarships for these things as well. There's conferences that are being conducted. Last year we had three, and this coming year I understand it's going to be again maybe three, and possibly they'll be held in Colorado. So that's something to look forward to. So if you think that anyone will receive value for this, for being a member, please invite them to join you on a Sunday morning, or even just to go to our website. If you're listening on the radio, it's awakening-together.com. awakeningtogether.org, awakening-together.org. Take a look at our purpose and our core values, and of course, if you're already a member, you already did that, but invite maybe one of your friends who you think is also looking for a common path, something that you can join in rather than saying that it's different from other paths. It's not different from other paths. It's the same. I like to say, how's your EQ, your equality, seeing sameness? You're willing to see that we all share the same road, the same path, the same journey. Well, yeah, it might be that your path is a little different than mine, but we're all going home together, awakening together. And we are home, of course, right here, right now. Okay, right here, right now, I'm going to be turning this mic over to Ms. Cher Murphy from Dallas, Texas, who will be reading, usually we sometimes read from Into Oneness, Thoughts and Prayers on the Way, and you can get that book actually at Regina's bookstore. She does have it always available. The reading today will come from the same contents, different cover, different titles. It's coming from the book called The Open Mind, Loving Yourself. Only the cover and the title has changed. The love and the content within remain the same. So I'm returning this mic over to you, Ms. Cher Murphy. She thinks she'll be reading from pages 258, I believe, to 262. I hope that's correct. She knows better than me, really. So without further ado, and she may be singing a song, and we all love when Ms. Cher Murphy sings along. So, Ms. Cher, this mic is all yours. Thank you.
Well, thank you, David, and good morning, everyone. It's so good to be amongst the Awakening Together souls. Yeah, I will be at the conference also, David, so I can't wait to meet some of you. I met David one time. I've known he and Suzanne for 10 years. I joined the room on 444, and I'll never forget it. It was April 4th of 2004, right after he had started, and I've only met him one time in person, which was 2007 in California. So I can't wait to meet him again in person and then see all of you guys. So one holy instant at a time. So this is perfect, David. You know, I knew you had your book, The Open Mind, and I never realized it had Loving Yourself. And if anybody knows me, or if I'm just in my process of truly, truly loving myself, I've been a searcher and a seeker, and really for many, many years now have searched without and tried to get doctors, anybody who I thought could kind of help. And today I look at myself and I realize I'm back in the mirror looking at myself, doing the eating healthy, exercising, and just loving myself. And it was really, it's been a journey. And I'm just so grateful that I am where I am. And the song today is going to be This Is Your Second Chance. And I think it's by, let me see, Mitten. I'm sure you guys know them. Mitten with Diva Pramal. And I went to this conference about a few years ago here in Dallas. And I didn't have a ticket to get in to see them. And I was standing in line, and I got up to the front, and they were sold out. And I thought, okay, well, that's Holy Spirit. That I'm not supposed to see him. And then, wait, I have one ticket. A guy just walked up right before you, and he couldn't come. One single guy, and said, give this away. And all the people around me were like, gee, I think it was only $40, but hey, you got in. And I'll never forget that because I cried on these two songs. But the one song that I'm going to play is It's a Second Chance. So here we go, page 258, The Open Mind. What we cannot recognize in this world while we are blinded by the idols and illusions we made, our miscreations, is the amazing love that we have, an eternal love of which we are an extension of. So when we read the Course and find out what the purpose of these idols we make and pursue in trying to fill our scarcity of love. Boy, have I tried to fill that. The only sin is the mistaken belief that we are not loved. That is awesome. It is only this knowledge that leads us to the peace of God. And it is only this knowledge that is worth pursuing. For the truth will set us free, is what is within and nowhere else. I know there was a conference one time and the guru came out and he said, go within, and he walked off the stage. For the truth will set us free is what is within and nowhere else. Why is that person always the perfect person for us, even though it doesn't look like that? First, because they cannot give us what we think we need. Second, they give us another opportunity to rethink and ask to see this differently by saying there must be a better way. Only can what seem like a nightmare, which it is, give us one more chance. That's where the song comes in today, to wake up. To wake up, loved ones. And for me, to wake up is to stop judging myself, to stop judging others, which is the only way out of a dream. When one finds oneself in a virtual reality and has the willingness to ask, that is the first sign of our awakening. As Helen Schuckman said just before the course was given to her, there must be a better way. This is the mind's recognition that what we are doing and seeing may not be the path we wish to travel. It is the highest thought that the ego's thought system is capable of, to look around and ask, what is this for? The Holy Spirit sees the same. David, hang on, sweetheart. This is right. The Holy Spirit sees the same, and as his goal is always healing and peace. That is awesome, you guys. His goal is always healing and peace, healing of the judgmental mind. When we ask, we place ourselves in a place of being responsible because we are. That's a huge word for me, responsibility. We become cause. And as cause, we can choose. This has power. For we are saying we are not an effect of what we made to deceive ourselves. This world is one where you seek and do not find, for what we seek is not here. Boy, boy, howdy lately. I know what I'm seeking and not here. It's going within and knowing our true self. It is our divine true self. And the last page here, the course, as we know, is a highly personalized curriculum which asks us simply to practice the lessons. The universal dating service, I love that, will always serve up to you exactly who, what you require for your learning and your healing to be completed. If we choose to see it. Does that make sense? And I think that's huge, David. I appreciate all your dedication to this room. And Lynn, thank you for being here. All of you guys, it's really wakening up together. And I really like the universal healing system. So this is a song that I got in Dallas with the by no accident. Let me see. Called, hang on, this is your second. This is my new little stereo. We just moved into downtown high rise in Dallas, Texas, and you're all welcome.
I asked for one wish,
could have had three. I only asked for what I needed to find the true self.
I could have asked for money, riches and wealth. All I really wanted was to find myself. Unaccustomed
as I was to seeking, you gotta laugh. My whispers inside. The angels sigh. Here comes your second chance. We got second chances. You'd better believe it. Open up and receive it. Here comes your second chance.
Take a deep
breath.
This is your second chance.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. We have second chances. We are here. We are awakening together.
Make peace with your mother, your father too. Make peace with the stranger
inside of you.
And forgive yourself.
Oh, forgive yourself for the things you've tried
and failed to do.
That's huge. Forgive yourself.
Embrace your anger, your lust, and your greed.
Embrace it all.
That's how we drop the seeds.
We don't need.
Pick up a musical instrument or plant a seed.
Plant the seed of forgiveness. That's your heart, loved ones. It whispers every day.
Welcome.
You're home and dry. Safe. Here comes your second chance. You'd better believe it. I'm believing you guys. Open up. Open the heart and receive. Second chance.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
This is your second chance.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for our many, many chances. We are so blessed. There's so much gratitude, so many blessings. We are awakening.
Well, the years went by.
Oh, the years go by, don't they?
My wish came
true. Oh, my wish comes true. I find myself with each of you. We've climbed the mountains.
There's no way around.
There's just no way around it. We all come and go.
Waves in the sea.
Like waves in the sea.
Each with our own responsibility.
Each with our own responsibility.
Leave this world.
Oh, just leave this world. More beautiful.
Than
we found it. That's my goal.
That's your heart,
loved ones. Whispering inside.
I know your heart.
It never lies. Your heart never lies.
Here comes your second chance.
You better believe it. Open up and receive it. Here comes your second chance. Take a deep breath. This is your second chance.
This is your second
chance. And in David's book it says, gives us one more chance to wake up. One more chance to wake up. I love you guys. Thank you, David. Thank you all. I'll be here to listen. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Ms. Scherer. And I didn't know the song she was going to play, but that is the song, perfect entry into today's topic, A Second Chance, because I'm going to be speaking about a vision that was actually empowered in me after meeting Sherry Bessie, that is her name, from Portland, and she just happened to bump into me last evening, Saturday evening, just before my Sunday morning, and reminded me really what my original mission statement, at least for One Mind Foundation, which really started ACIM Gather, the idea of empowering others, and so many have been empowered and moved on to now at also at Awakening Together, and where Holy Spirit has drawn 14,000 people to the open mind for ACIM and NTI. And I don't think there are any accidents. In fact, as she says, you know, I'm not surprised that we bumped into each other. She says, you know, I don't know. Of course, everything happens so perfectly. I do want to acknowledge that Regina is in the room. I didn't see her earlier for some reason. I thought she wasn't in the room, but I thought maybe you're doing a workshop, which is fine. But she is in the room, and thank you so much, all that are here. Today's topic, which has been mentioned, is life is the teacher. Life is the teacher. And, you know, we have so many ideas of, you know, well, who's your teacher? Is it A Course in Miracles? Is it, you know, is Ramana your teacher? Papaji? Gangaji? Is it Earl Purdy? David Hoffman? No. They're all pointers, pointing the way. The world itself is our teacher, and I think that almost everyone here, when that's pointed out, will recognize that we're either running into walls, we're either falling into sinkholes, and yeah, we have to dust ourselves off, and we got to raise ourselves back up, Lena Jones, who is one of our teachers here. She teaches here on Tuesdays. It's Thursdays. She actually put it in really great terms, if I can find it. But basically, she says, you know, that's what the world does. You the world is keep showing you if you're off balance, you lose balance. You veer the wrong way, and the world says, "Oops, you know, that's not the way to go." And you know, the Course in Miracles does say that the only purpose that this world has, the only purpose it has, and the author says, and you can be sure if it's the only purpose it has, if the Holy Spirit's purpose for this world is for the healing of the mind of God's Son, which is the empowerment, which is the awakening, which is the understanding of who He is, the recognition of His relationship, the only relationship that He has, you can be sure that that's the only purpose that this world has. It doesn't have any other purpose, you know? And I am really clear that is absolutely the truth, that the world only has the purpose that God has given to it, which basically His teacher, the Holy Spirit, basically has taken as our purpose. Now, if you're not asking the Holy Spirit, if you're not looking to the Holy Spirit, then you think, you know, the world is basically something that is stranger, and you have to do something to kind of protect yourself from the unfriendliness of the way the world appears. And let's face it, we all come into this world, really, into a world that appears to be unfriendly. Everyone seems to be comparing themselves with everybody else, who's the best at this and who's the best at that. And it seems to be a lot of competition. And whenever we're involved in competition, one versus the other, and that's the way the world appears. You just tune into our popular media, And you'll see all that competition happening. You know, buy our product is better than their product. Do this, you'll be happy. Don't do what you've been doing before, because only our products, our service, will give you what it is that you are looking for. And let me get the exact quote, which I did send out in the mail. I know a lot of you maybe did not get the mail. I apologize for that. AOL didn't deliver all the mail. This is what Lena Jones says. Life gives us signs that we are on the right path and signs when we veer off from it. The shift of our vibration, meaningful coincidences, which of course I call synchronicity. I always say we live in a sea of synchronicity, that when you finally are willing to not be encumbered by our body's eyes and our body's ears, the way that we see things through the body's senses, as you begin to not have that same need to defend yourself, to protect yourself, you begin to see how everything is happening perfectly, that everything is happening really in harmony with a loving principle. So I always say we live in a sea of synchronicity within an ocean of love. Love is the content, and as we awaken, there is just more and more signs that are happening faster and faster, that you know that you are not alone. Who walks with me? Ask 1,000 times a day until you are certain. And when you see all those signs of synchronicity, and they're just happening faster and faster, and you see how loving everything is, that nothing happens that's really not out of the purpose of healing. Nothing happens that's not within the purpose of healing. If we think it does, then that's probably because we think that, you know, my purpose for this world is not the same as the Holy Spirit's purpose for this world, which is, you know, exactly as that lesson 135, paragraph 18 says, what could you not accept? If you but knew that all events, all happenings, all circumstances is gently planned by one whose only purpose is your good. And then he says, well, perhaps you thought he would mean you some pain. And I did post that on Facebook as my favorite quote in the course, and somebody says, I only wish it wasn't so painful. I said, read the second half of the paragraph. I said, perhaps you thought he would mean you some pain. It was your own defenses that was doing that. While we are trying to protect ourselves, which is really another way of saying pushing love away, he tells us in such clear terms, he says, your fear of attack is nothing compared to your fear of love, your fear of God, your fear of yourself. So loving yourself is just the reverse of what we're doing now, which is defending against the truth of myself. You know, when I'm in denial, I take on all kinds of needs that I really have no need of, which is why he comes to the last unanswered question. He says, are you willing to see what you denied? Because it is the truth. And I tell you that has been so freeing for me. You know, I did repeat that over and over until all of a sudden I started to experience that the things that I've been holding on to, the needs, which in the word need, you know, sometimes we think, well, you know, the need for this, the need for that. Actually, on a very subtle level, it's not the need for anything in this world. It is a need to look at life a certain way. Look at life a certain way. But that's the way we entered into this world, because the world appeared to be a certain way. And we are very fast learners. We say, well, if that's the way it's going to be, you know, then I'm going to do my thing too. You know, I'm going to be the best at this and the best at that. And, you know, and none of that really means anything. It may mean something in a world of comparison, in a world of competition, but has nothing to do with healing, has nothing to do with awakening, because it has everything to do with the virtual reality game world that we made in order to forget the truth. So when I'm willing to awaken to the truth, I must be willing to see what I have denied, because it is the truth. And he tells you that truth will correct all errors of my mind. I don't have to correct anything. The truth is in my mind. I am the truth. I am one with the love of God. That is the truth. It is a three-word sentence in a course. Truth is union. We are joined. We are one. We are one. We are joined. That's the healing. There is no separation. There is no basis for comparison or competition. That's called disempowerment. That's called disempowerment. You know, I'm disempowering myself. I'm hanging on to my neediness, my needs to, quote, get for myself. I came across a wonderful one minute, I use the word cartoon, because they do it in a cartoon format, and I'm going to give you the, I think I have it here, I have it right here. There's no need to look at it right now. I would ask you to please look at it later and not now. Let's stay right here in what we're sharing together. But this is the link to it. And what it is, it's a one-minute video, a cartoon video, in which it shows people with these long spoons. I know a lot of you know the allegory or the story of the two choices, people whose hands were tied to these long spoons. This is a variation of it, and I actually like this really a lot better than the original. And it shows that there is a bowl of food in the center, held up on a platform, and you can't get to it because you can't reach out for it, because there is a huge place where you can fall down and I guess not return. So you have to sit out on the perimeter, but you are given a long spoon. You are given a long spoon to take. Now, while people are in competition with each other, they are fighting each other for the little food that seems to be there. Actually, it's a bottomless bowl. It's a bottomless. The food is always there. But while they're fighting each other and one puts a spoon there, somebody knocks it away, doesn't want them to take their food. And then all of us, and they're very unhappy, you know, some just almost fall into the pit. They're very lucky they hold on. And all of a sudden, somebody there realizes that the spoon is long enough that when he finally gets some food, he can actually feed somebody, because he really can't feed himself. He really can't. That's why he's so anxious, so fearful, so hungry, so angry. You know, it doesn't seem to be working. And all of a sudden he realized that, and all the person who's fed, his eyes open up. He actually changes to light. He becomes light, and all of a sudden he's smiling. And all of a sudden the others learn that, yes, maybe you can't just feed yourself. Maybe you must be willing. You must be willing to feed another, and others will feed you. And that's the new paradigm that Terence McKenna is really talking about, a place of singularity that we realize that we are joined as one. We're not doing this for ourselves. We come into this world, a world that seems to be out for your little small self. And yes, you know, as Sherry Bessie said, when we first met, and when I became friends, I looked at her page, and I'm going to read some of the thing. I'm not going to read all of it. If anyone wants the entire thing, then just ask, and I'll give it to you. But basically, this is what it says. It says, "Do you know why you're here? You may be surprised. You may be surprised why you're actually here." And then she says, "You have an amazing and a rare superpower. You have the power to empower. You have the power to listen, to guide, to love, and sometimes witness miracles. You have the power to help other sentient beings discover what they are feeling, what they want to feel, what they don't want to feel, but never to make their feelings go away or seem insignificant. You have the power to help people identify their options, not to decide for them what they should do. You have the power to listen and assist others as they decipher what they already know and are trying to organize their knowledge. You have the power to discuss steps to healing, to happiness and success with your human brethren, not to make the steps for them. You have the power to help your species discover their own strength, not to rescue them, not to protect them from the inevitable, nor shelter them from what must come, and ultimately leave them still vulnerable. You have the power to help heal, not to fix. You have the power to travel with your brothers and sisters as they discover that they can help themselves, that everything they need to experience a rich and full life already lies within them, not to take responsibility for them. You have the power to help people learn to choose for themselves because they can and they should. You are not here to make it unnecessary for others to make difficult choices, for this is required of all human beings at one time or another. You do have the power to show love, kindness, compassion, gentleness, wisdom, and support for all who collide with you on your journey home. You're here because you are so needed, and you have the power to make the difference that's required for humanity to not only survive, but to thrive, flourish, and become all that it is designed to be. Believe it or not, I did read most of that, so I read actually more, because as I started reading, I realized I didn't want to stop halfway through. I probably went three quarters of the way. If anyone wants to hold, just ask, and I'll send it to you later. And that does come from Sherry Betsy from Portland, Oregon, and she does have a page, not only her own page, she has a page called The Other Side of Ugly, The Other Side of Ugly, that's the name of her, she has like 1,377 likes, so you might want to go by and like it. I'll just put that thing up in case you want to do that. And she says she, you know, we started talking in a private message last night. It was pretty late. It was late Saturday night. It was like the Holy Spirit brought us together to remind me of my own vision. And I want you to know, the bumping into her has really empowered me to remember that I'm really here. I've always been here to empower. And when you empower, you know, there's a line in Lesson 187, which is, I bless the world because I bless myself. And in paragraph 5, it's a two-word sentence. It says, give gladly. And then the next sentence is, you can only gain thereby. So when you're empowering, who do you think you're empowering? I mean, that's the exact opposite of the world that we came into. This world we came into was not made to empower. Oh, yeah, it was made to give you an education, to give you knowledge, to make you a better competitor. But it didn't really say that we're here with each other and for each other. It didn't really say that. And I think that what Terence McKenna was saying is that there has been so many changes in the last 5-10 years, as much change in the last 10 years, 20 years as there has been in the last 1,000 or 2,000 years. So there is a celestial speed up coming on, and it's going on, and we're coming to this place which religion is used to call the end of time. But yeah, the end of the use of time, because the time was always like a human race, like who gets to the end of the race and has the most toys wins. No, that's the world that we came into. We are at a place where we can actually empower not only others, empower ourselves. And just before I came on here, I took my usual Sunday morning shower to be with Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, I put you in charge at my request, knowing the direction that you you take me, will lead me to peace, if the word I need, that will be given, and if it's a thought, that will surely be given as well, and if it's a still and tranquil mind, that is mine as well. And I use that as my mantra lesson for 27 years, first 27 years since I did the course. That was 37 years ago. And that's a very powerful thing, because you're always going to the Holy Spirit and you're asking the Holy Spirit to give you what's next. And I was given to share with you what's next, right here, right now. And it came to me. It came to me as Regina will tell you over and over, as Lynn would tell the story. If the Holy Spirit says to Regina, start a retreat, we don't have to wonder how it's going to be done. It's going to be done. It's going to be done. It's already done. You know, we just have to go about handling whatever it is that we are guided to do. It's the same here. Immediately, the Holy Spirit gave me exactly what to do. You know the part in the chorus where it actually says, it says, ask of the Holy Spirit whatever it is that is your purpose, and it's done for you. Well, the answer came back so quickly, it's so clear, there was the Holy Spirit speaking. It says, ask that your mind be given for the purpose of empowerment, to give your mind to the purpose of empowerment, because we have disused or abused the mind by using it for maybe self-empowerment, which is another word for disempowerment, because when you do something just for yourself, you are weakening yourself. You're identifying with your small, weak self, thinking that your small, weak self will be empowered if you get the things of this world. It kind of reminds us that there's nothing in this world I really need. Lesson 128, there's nothing in this world that I want. Can you imagine all the energy that is freed up when you realize that there's nothing in this world you want, that you don't have to keep defending to try and get? You know how much energy is freed up, and all that energy is now given for empowerment, to become powerful, because we are powerful. That's what the last unanswered question starts out, line number 1, chapter 21, section 7, says, can't you see that all of your misery, like 100%, comes from your strange belief that you are powerless? And he's laughing because he knows how powerful we are. We're so powerful that we made a world to be powerless. That's how powerful we are. We can have anything that we want. So this is reversing the direction and saying, Holy Spirit, and I ask all of us, right here, right now, to actually make that willingness, that commitment, that dedication, to ask the Holy Spirit to remember the mind that I've always had that is so powerful to empower others, because as I bless the world, I am blessing myself. As I empower others, I'm empowering myself. There's only one self here. So ask the Holy Spirit for it. Oh, I know you can ask the Holy Spirit for many things. But can you imagine the power of asking Holy Spirit to give you the mind that empowers? That same paragraph, paragraph 5, ends up and says, give gladly. You can only gain thereby. Whatever it is that you give will come back to you in a form that you will certainly recognize. Remember, you can only give to yourself. Those who understand what true giving must laugh at all the forms of not giving, which is sacrifice, making one more important than another, takes in this world, and in your gentle laughter, you will be healed. In your gentle laughter, you will be healed. I hope this has been helpful. I see it's 11:11 here. It's all one, standing straight up. The sign of unity and union, 11:11. And I thank all. It's 11:11 on November, the 11th month. So, I don't know, Holy Spirit. I feel totally empowered. I hope all is feeling totally empowered here. And if you're not feeling empowered, ask. Ask the Holy Spirit. Remember, whatever it is that the Son of God asks is given to him. What are you going to ask for today? What are you going to ask for today? Thank you all for being here. Thank you, the Holy Spirit, for being here with me, speaking through me. Message first given to me to be shared with all and others. Thanking Regina for awakening together. Thanking Lynn for making this room so possible, 7 days a week. And I'm going to be turning this mic over to you, Lynn, for some music. And if you found that you were inspired and you would like to donate from your heart to Awakening Together, awakening-together.org, if you're listening on the radio, please use this time, the next few minutes, as Lynn plays some heavenly music for us, to donate. You'll see the donate button if you go to awakening-together.org up in the top menu. Okay, thank you all. Lynn, this mic is all yours. Thank you so much.
To the table, come to the feast, come be the giver of the praise, come as a lover, come as a friend, come join the joy that will not end. As you sow, you shall reap. If it's love you would keep, if it's love for which you live, and love you must give. Come join the living, come as you are, come for a moment, come to stay. Some come by fire, some by flood, but to love it's all the same. Pasture green.
Okay, thank you so much for that heavenly music. That was Mitch and Friends, is the CD made at Endeavor Academy. Thank you so much, Lynn. Okay, this is our time for anyone who has maybe felt a little inspired to share. At this point, we have another 15 minutes. Actually, we have about an hour and 15 minutes because we then go into our fellowship, our social hour that follows this, which Lynn conducts. If anyone wants to share, Robbie, thank you so much. This mic is all yours. Robbie McKillen, thank you.
Aloha. Thank you, Deb. And also to share as well. Thank you for doing that. That video, that little clip on One Mind, I saw this morning, and it really touched me deeply that the spoon, you couldn't feed yourself, but if you fed someone else, someone feeds you. It's like there is no other. It's and it's kind of ironic, or I'm not sure if that's the right word, but it's certainly a parable or an analogy or something. It's worth watching. It's on the One Mind Facebook that Dub puts out a tremendous amount. And I understand he loves doing that, and it certainly shows. But that video says it all. I can't say it with words as powerfully as the images in that, how important it is to give to others and forgive others, because we're just giving to ourselves and feeding ourselves in the process. In our giving, we receive. And it says it all right there in that one-minute clip. So I wanted to also encourage people to see it, because I watched it just after I woke up, and it kind of shook me up, actually. It was, it's definitely a shift. And as we shift into this new paradigm that Terrence McKenna is speaking of in technology, and this shift that has been going on for quite some time, it's a new identity. It's a new identification, is what I'm hearing from Dove and from Terrence. So anyway, that's my offering, and thank you very much, everybody, and thank you, Dove. Aloha and mahalo.
Okay, I'm so glad that you looked at it, Rob. I'm going to put that link up again in case anyone missed it earlier. That's the link. And, you know, even though it seems to be done in cartoon format, which it's only 1 minute, and it's so easy to watch, and exactly as you say, you will actually feel in that 1 minute video, that cartoon video, because it's so well done to point out that when we do things just for ourselves, we're going to be very disappointed. You know, not only does it say two by two, you have to bring your brother with you. You have to feed your brother. But it says this in what I call, you know, most of you know I did a thing called the 12 core themes of A Course in Miracles. And the first, which was on purpose, that we're all in this together, we all share the same purpose, and that's to awaken from this dream of forgetfulness, to awaken together to see, to remember the truth of what we are. That's the first. And the 12th is called the Law of Love, which is Lesson 344. And I'm going to read from Lesson 344. It's a very short lesson. And it says the exact same thing that this one-minute cartoon says. Let me read it. And by the way, the reason it was number 12, I always said, actually, you don't really need 12 core themes. You only need two. The purpose, which is number 1, and the process, which is number 12. And number 12 is Lesson 344. It's called the Law of Love. It's called the Law of Love. The Law of God, the Law of Mind. You can read it. It says the Law of Love, the Law of God, the Law of Mind. So you want to know what the law is before you go any further, right? This is what it says. And thank you so much, Robbie, for pointing that out. Today I learned the Law of Love, that what I give my brother is my gift to me. It says, this is your law, my father, not my own. I have not understood what giving means, and thought to save what I desired for myself alone. And as I looked upon the treasure that I thought I had. I thought I had that treasure because I was consuming, I was absorbing, I was getting. I've hung out here for years trying to get something. And he said, wait a minute. And I looked upon the treasure that I thought I had, and I found an empty place where nothing ever was or is or will be. In other words, it's like a squirrel getting all these nuts and acorns to store them up for a day when it needs it. Excuse me, what do you mean by the word need? Do you really think you need it? No, it was always given to you to share it, to give it. Give gladly, you can only gain. This is the law of love. Giving and receiving are the same. But if you just keep it for yourself, there's nothing there. And if you look at the one-minute cartoon, those are very unhappy campers. Some of them are almost falling into the abyss where they'll never be seen again. They're only lucky that they were holding on by their fingertips. Survival. But when they learn to discover, to feed each other, they all lit up. The light was shining. I am the light. I bring the light. What does I bring the light mean? Is I share the light. I give the light. I'm going to just continue with the same lesson. It says, I found an empty place where nothing ever was or is or will be. Who can share a dream? Question. Who can share a dream? Question. Who can share a dream? You got to laugh. And what can illusion offer me? Yet he whom I forgive will give me gifts beyond the worth of anything on earth. Let my forgiven brothers fill my store with heaven's treasures, which alone are real. This is the law of love fulfilled, and thus your son arises and returns to you. How near we are to one another as we go to God. How near is he to us? How close the ending of the dream of sin and the redemption of the Son of God. Well, redemption is recognized only by sharing. He tells you that in Awakening to Redemption. Redemption is recognized only by sharing it. Redemption is not just for myself, the little small self can't be redeemed. Who am I saving it for? That's why we came here. God sends his teachers into this world. For without them, there would be little hope. The world grows weary. Okay. Anyone else want to share? Anyone else feel inspired at all? We have another 5 minutes in this session, and then we turn it over to Lynn in our social hour, fellowship hour. And if anyone at all want to share, anyone feel inspired, empowered? And if not, I'm going to read something that I know that Lynn shares here a lot, and it's called, What is Charity? What is Charity? And Jesus tells us this on page 27 of the FIP textbook under chapter 5, The Function of the Miracle Worker, and paragraphs 9 and 10. So I'm going to read it. And I think you'll see that when they say give to your brother, they're not saying give what you learned to your brother. No, it's not about, there's nothing here to learn. That's what it says in the introduction to my book. There's nothing you can learn in a dream. You come here to get something? What are you getting? If it doesn't empower you, remember, the Course says knowledge is not the goal of this course. Peace is. If it doesn't give you the peace and the love of God now, you're barking up the wrong tree. You're heading in the wrong direction. So he's really not talking anything about giving anything in form. You're not giving anything in form. I think that we had Kathy here talking earlier here about, you know, the giving of money and things like that. That's right. Money is paper strips and metal discs. But the real giving comes from your willingness to see the truth. That's true vision. That's the vision of Christ. I am determined to see, above all else, I'm determined to see differently. And what are you going to give that seeing to? You're going to give it just to yourself? You can look in the mirror and say, boy, I love you, I love you, I love you. Well, you can do that. But when you look at your brother, who is yourself, and do the same thing, well, you may not really like your brother right now because he may have not done something that you really like. And that's interpreted to you by the ego that always sees what it doesn't like. It always sees what it's rejected in itself. It sees it in others. So I just stay in the fear of rejection. So I keep pushing my Savior away. And this is what it says. Healing is an ability that developed after the separation before it was not necessary, but like all aspects of the belief in space and time, it's temporary. However, as long as time persists, healing is needed as a means of protection. This is because healing rests on charity, and charity is a way of perceiving the perfection of another, even if you cannot perceive it in yourself. Most of the loftier concepts which are capable now are time-dependent. Charity is really a weaker reflection of the much more powerful love encompassment that is far beyond any form of charity that you can conceive of as yet. Charity is essential to right-mindedness in the limited sense in which it can now be attained. And here is the closing paragraph, paragraph number 10. And I tell you, if you turn to page 27 when you can listen right now, or you can turn. Paragraph 10 tells you how you can empower yourself by empowering others. This is exactly how it's done. Charity is a way of looking at another as if he had already gone far beyond the actual accomplishments in time. Since his own thinking is faulty, he cannot see the atonement for himself, or he would have no need of charity. The charity that is accorded to him is both an acknowledgement that he needs help and a recognition that he will accept it. Both of these perceptions clearly imply dependence on time, making it apparent that charity still lies within the limitations of this world. But I have said before that only revelation transcends time. The miracle, which stays in time as an expression of charity, can shorten time. And that's what we're talking about. Changes are happening so rapidly. We're entering a new paradigm. When I ask the Holy Spirit to empower my mind to empower others, I'm shortening the doom and gloom and darkness that this world talks about. And I'm stepping into the light. Yes, it's just a matter of a switch. You turn on the light switch, and where is the dark? I'm here to give, to share the love by seeing my brother as perfect, because that's the truth of what he is. I'm going to finish up the last two sentences here. The miracle is an expression of charity that can shorten it. It must be understood, however, it must be understood, however, that whenever you offer a miracle to another, you are shortening the suffering of both of you. You are shortening the suffering of both of you. This corrects retroactively as well as progressively. So it works backwards. Last night we had Jim White and says, can you think backwards using an eraser? This is it. You are erasing the past by using your vision, Christ's vision, to see the truth. The truth is that all of us will be standing at the end of time, holding the hand of the Holy Spirit and Jesus, looking back and reviewing all that has happened. That's what we're doing now. We're standing at the end of time, looking back and reviewing it. That's charity you give to your brother, but when you give it to your brother, you give it to yourself. This shortens the suffering of both of you. This corrects retroactively as well as progressively. That's how we lighten up. That's how we are empowered. That's how we empower the purpose of this world, so that when we are born into this world again and again, we don't come into a world of comparison and competition. We come into a world where all is given to all, to have all, give all to all. Thank you all for being here. I just love these Sundays. Thank you so much, Awakening Together, Regina, and all that make this possible. Turning this mic over to you, Lynn Johnson. Thank you so much.
The words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen?
You say it's very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way, and now it's really up to you.
Love is the key we must turn. Truth is the flame must burn. Freedom, the lesson we must learn. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more. You know what I mean. Have your eyes really seen? Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? Do you know?